What you know good, Tiger League, Empire, whatever else. What you know good, world. It is May 30th, and we are live from Montclair, Colorado. I'm fucking up. Montclair, Louisiana. I'm your host, Super Duper Diggity Dave. I'm here with the weed rigging, beer drinking, hot dog eating. You, Benny Boo, what it do?
Good day, sir.
To my right is the fantasy football salesman of the year, Sticky Icky Ricky. What's up?
Whoa, now. You forgot Tiger League champion.
Oh, and Tiger League champion. My bad. I got to say that every time. I keep forgetting.
That's what you meant to say.
Yeah. I just salesman of the year, man. You be making some deals. And reporting live from Denver, Colorado, he is the most hated man in fantasy, Taylor Ford. Preach to him.
Listen. Hey, it's Memorial Day weekend, man. Want to say thank you to all the vets. Stephen Patton, we love you. Thank you for your service. Let's get it.
Oh, and a happy birthday.
To little Stevie P.
To little Stevie P.
I did late.
Girl. I think we do this every year.
Yes, it is his birthday today. He is 38 years old.
We dedicate this episode to Steven's birthday.
Yeah. Every year on this day. All
right. Dave, you served too, right, Dave?
I was in the guard for 8 years. Did a little hurricane duty. That's about it. I'm proud of it. Anyway, last time y'all heard from us, it was our running back show. We did the top 12 running backs. Now we're going to dig into the wide receivers. Before we get started, this Julio news is floating around, which I guess we'll talk about when we get there. But what y'all said, Tennessee and
Seattle
right now.
Oakland, they need a DJ.
We'll be at Oakland backing up Ruggs.
All right, get Ruggs back up with the Raiders.
What do you think, Taylor? He's going to Seattle or Tennessee? I think he's going to Tennessee.
No, I would like to see that.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown said he could have his number.
I would like to see him in Tennessee, too, because I know A.J. Brown shares.
So, as we're recording, he is still with Atlanta when we do talk about our rankings, which I didn't rank him. I ranked him with no team for now. But anyway, yeah.
And he's still in your top 13.
Oh, yeah. He's still made the cut. Any other news? I don't think there's any other big news this week.
Still no Aaron Rodgers and...
Aaron Rodgers is going to drag out for a while, I believe.
And still nothing with Deshaun Watson, so...
Yeah. Well,
cracking up.
All right, well, let's get into it. Consensus number one, as of now, Devontae Adams, right?
That's correct.
I think did we all have him number one?
We all have him number one except for Rick.
Rick got him... Rick actually has him at 4, so why the drop-off? And now, I'm assuming Aaron Rodgers is there.
Yeah, this is with Aaron Rodgers now.
So, with Aaron Rodgers, you still think he finishes 4?
Yeah.
Any, you just, no faith in him? Or the guys in front of him, you believe, you just have a bigger year this year?
Yeah, I do. I just really feel like Rodgers is not going to be there. And if he is there, will he be in it? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, will he? So, yeah, okay.
I just like the guys that hit on them a lot better. Nothing really personal.
More just situation.
More of that.
Okay. Which you do have Diggs as number one, so absolutely. We'll get to him. He's our consensus 3. But Devontae Adams, I mean, with Rodgers, bro, you've seen it last year. This dude is unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get you 14 catches in a game or so, 200 receiving yards or 4 touchdowns. You know, just.
He's always been a high touchdown guy.
Always high touchdown. Now he's got the yards. I mean, the only guy on the fucking team, really, that's the focal point that can catch. All the rest are shits.
Yeah.
And he still dominates. So, there's no way to go around it. That dude's a baller.
And, you know, even when Rodgers got hurt a few years back, Devontae Adams
still... With Brett Hundley, he still had 9 or 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, he still produced. So, even if it is Jordan Love, number one, I'll probably come down for number one if it's Jordan Love. But yeah.
Then I'd say our number two, which is Tyreek Hill. Would step in to be number one.
Yeah.
If that happens. Yeah. I mean, consensus wise. Because, I mean, just.
Tyreek's Tyreek,
a freak,
man.
Right? He's a freak.
Yeah. His main thing is the catches. I look back, I don't have the numbers on me. If he gets to 80 catches, he's going to be at least top three. He'll be up there. He does score touchdowns. It's just the catches for him because some games he won't have, but maybe three or four catches. But
they can it's go not that him. Often. Last year, though, he was almost a five catch plus a game.
Yeah,
you
he
know?
Was more consistent last year. But it's, even in his bad games, he can still catch three balls for 100 something yards and a score, you know, if he breaks one loose. So he's there at number two.
Taylor, what's your difference, you think, between Devontae and Tyreek? Why you would say one and two, like, just more safer with Devontae, you're saying? With Rodgers, of course.
Well, Hill is my number four. And that's just because there's just guys that I like more than him. You know, that's not really a knock on Hill. I like Devontae Adams because I think we're seeing two players in their prime, and the situation isn't changing. Same coaching staff. They brought in no wide receivers. If Aaron Rodgers is there, I don't understand why Devontae Adams wouldn't be the number one wide receiver. Since 2017, according to Pro Football Focus, Devontae Adams has been the highest graded receiver and recorded the most touchdowns than any other receiver.
Well, there you go. Right there.
There it is.
He put up 2.96 yards per route run, which was the highest of the 2020 season.
Now that's just it. So he's you're right, but he's coming off of a career year.
How many times has he actually finished number one though?
That's something we need to look into. Did he finish number one the year before?
And the year before that.
Well, last year he was number one. It just depends on what format.
Yeah.
Different formats he was different, but it, like most normal shit, because the bonuses we got Diggs for Tiger. But most formats he was number one.
Think about it, though. If you draft Devontae Adams as the number one wide receiver, and he finishes as the number three wide receiver with 103 catches and 1,450 yards, which is around what you see for number three, you're still going to be happy.
Yeah.
To say that he's going to be the number one, two, or three, I think is interchangeable.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I can see him there.
So back to Tyreek then. Just a fucking freak. You seen what he did last year?
Yeah.
Against Tampa. What he could do anytime, bro. Like, it just takes one throw, and the dude can get you 15 to 20 points.
And he's playing on one of the best offense in the league with the best quarterback in the league. And that shouldn't change unless, you know, barring injury, that's not going to change. All right, where we at on number three?
Number three, we got Diggs, consensusly.
Consensusly, we have Diggs and –
he's my number one.
That's Rick's number one. Why do you have him? Why do you think he's going to finish number one?
Because I feel like he's just getting started where he's at. They added some weapons, but not nothing that indicates that it would take away from him, really. And I just feel like he's in a good rhythm. Like, he just keep getting better and better.
The guy played with a torn oblique or some shit like that all last year in the playoffs and like 11 catches and shit.
Right. You know, like he just locked in. If he can keep the same energy,
you got to remember the touchdown catch that he had to almost win the game. But everybody forgets how great that touchdown catch was because the next time Hopkins comes up with the catch right after, and they win the game.
Right.
But to get the head before that, Diggs made that fucking touchdown catch in the back of the end zone. That was a great play.
Right.
Dude's a baller.
The only thing that worries me with Diggs, which I got him at number five. I think he's going to be top five. You know, he had a career year last year, I think he's always been a great receiver. I just think he was limited with the offense he was in Minnesota. So it didn't surprise me to see him ball out this year. So he has a career year. What worries me is Josh Allen also had a career year. Right. Now, it's what you believe in Josh Allen. Is this the norm for Josh Allen? Or will he take a step back in the offense? And I think that's what I would like to see Diggs, the whole offense as a whole, do it one more year.
Teams adjust, remember that.
Yeah,
you
teams
know,
do teams adjust. And that's the only thing that worries me. You know, they're both coming off career year, which, granted, you know, his career year came from Josh Allen having a career year. And to think Josh Allen could do it better or the same is possible, but, you know, there's also a chance he does take a step back. Not a bad step back, but just enough to hurt Diggs in the long run. And when I say hurt Diggs, I still believe he'll be top five. He's going to have another awesome year.
I think they locked in right now.
They want it. They got something. They got a great team. They need to get it.
Like, I think that both of them having career years just did something for their ego.
For the Packers to succeed, you got to go through Devontae Adams. For the Bills to succeed, you go to Diggs. I mean, that's just what it is.
And I believe in Josh Allen now. I didn't before, but now.
He showed last year that he is a good quarterback. It took him a couple years. It took him a couple years to get a
He literally improved every single year he played, though, stat-wise. Every single year until he fucking blew up.
Right.
Taylor, how you feel on Diggs?
I think that you're right. Josh Allen has improved every year, so why wouldn't I expect him to take another step forward? Listen, the offense is great, but what makes it a little bit easier for Josh Allen is their defense. They have a top 10 defense. You know, they don't have it falls apart on the back end sometimes. They get beat, but I think that that's going to keep them competitive. But to Stephon Diggs' point, in 2020, he had a 60% catch rate on contested catches. That was the second best mark in the league. I think Josh Allen can trust him when he's in coverage to come up with the ball. I think Stephon Diggs takes a step forward. He's my number two. So I think he takes another step forward. They added Manny Sanders. I don't think that hurts Stephon Diggs. I think that it helps him. It keeps drives alive. It adds another weapon, another target that defenses have to cover. You know, it opens him up a little bit more. I expect this offense to take a step forward. And the only thing I can concern myself with is that backfield. But that's a different topic.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, I'll give you that.
He's up there. Well, what we got next?
Next up, coming in number four, and this guy is arguably could be easily number one, too, is Hopkins, off top. Richard got him at two. Taylor and me got him at three. David got him at four. Consensus four. What's there not to – I mean, look at what he did his first year with Kyler. Now it's just a whole nother year. Yeah, they brought A.J. Green. That's even better. That helps. Exactly. So, I mean – why not go for another 105? He might. It's what he had last year, 105 catches. Maybe more. I think he had maybe more than that. I'm not sure.
Don't quote, John.
Don't quote. But, I mean, any given week, touchdown, 6 to 7 catches or more.
These top four, so they all own great offenses. You know, they all got good quarterbacks, great quarterbacks. And they own great, you know, it's just – It can go either way.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah. You know, Hopkins can easily finish at number one. And it would not surprise me. All these four, like I said, they're interchangeable. They finish top four, you're happy. Whether you drafted them with your first wide receiver or you got the fourth one, either way, you should be good with them.
Exactly.
That is what we got coming up next is where it starts to.
Yeah. Taylor, how you feel on Hopkins?
So, DeAndre Hopkins, interesting enough, he saw a career low in his average depth of target. I think Cliff Kingsbury has been getting him the ball in space. I think that they've been just counting on his yards after the catch. I think he's been a great addition. I think they're using him well. I don't think that that's going to change this year. I think they're only going to get more efficient. I think Kyler Murray takes a step forward. You know, I think the top three guys, Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, you can't go wrong with any of them. Or Tyreek Hill. You really can't go wrong with any of them.
Where did he finish last year, Hopkins?
I think he finished at the number two or three. Was it three?
Say he was top three.
Well, it just depends. Are we talking Tiger? We're talking Empire? It just depends.
But, you know, you got to look at it because Kyler got hurt. Towards the end of that season, he hurt his shoulder.
That's the thing. That's what brought it down right there. He couldn't go for more than 10 yards on an out route. You know,
exactly.
Kyler couldn't make the throws.
So you know, and he was banged up, and for him to still finish at the top like that, I mean, you could only imagine.
But he started off on fucking flame, on fire. Yeah. You know, shit.
He finished at the number four fantasy receiver.
There you go. Would I hurt Kyler?
How many catches he had?
115.
115.
Yeah, he's going to be up there again. It says Hopkins could easily finish anywhere in the top four.
So I'm saying right here, you can't go wrong with any of these four. You almost are guaranteed a top three performance between them. So out of the four.
Yeah.
Like you said, number five, we're moving to. This is where you said it gets sticky, Dave.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley, consensus number five. Everybody's a little different, but he's up there between David and me. David got him at three. I got him at five. Taylor got him at seven. Richard got him at 10. But David having him so high builds him up. Ridley, so you're so high on Ridley, you take it away, Dave.
The only risk would really to me,
because we're assuming Julio's out of there.
Yeah, this is. I know right now we're talking about, you know, Julio should be in Atlanta or whatever. Like we're talking about Aaron Rodgers should be in Green Bay. I believe Aaron Rodgers could stay in Green Bay. Julio's gone. It's going to happen. We just have no clue where he's going. Really has been balling out the last couple of years, especially last year with Julio when he played with Julio. Injuries, you know, he gets a little banged up, but I think, believe if he could put in a full season, man, in that offense with Julio gone, this dude should finish top three. He could. This could be his breakout year and where he can dominate the league. Injuries, though, I is a risk because he gets hurt every year. Not to the extent where he misses a bunch of games, but he will miss a few. Yeah, I just believe in he's been doing it since his fucking rookie season, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Not
consistently his rookie season. He had big games his rookie season, but after that he started getting more consistent, and I think he's ready to take that next step. We've always had Julio in this conversation in the top five.
Correct.
I believe he replaces Julio in this conversation.
Even though I still believe Matt Ryan can sustain a top five receiver. Yes. So that makes it easy.
Right. That offense is the same. They don't have that great of a running game. They have no defense. They're going to be throwing. And I believe Ridley can make that jump this year.
Rick, why do you feel so low on Ridley?
Ridley will be.
Now, if Julio's out of there, you still feel low on him?
Maybe a little higher if Julio's there. But if Julio leaves, that's what I'm banking on. That's why I got him low. He's going to be affected by Julio leaving.
Now, you got Russell Gage, who's. They showed up last year.
Julio.
I understand that.
And then you draft Pitts. They're going to play wide receiver.
Exactly.
Not Julio.
I understand that, but they're trying to build.
Ridley has done nothing wrong, especially last year. He balled out last year.
Has he?
And Julio missed a lot of games last year.
Has he always run the number one coverage?
But he did at times last year when Julio was hurt. And he shot.
Has he had to consistently draw the number one coverage? Has a team had the game plan consistently worrying about solely him?
No, not yet.
All right.
So that's your thing.
That's what I'm worried about.
You're worried he's not a true number
but
one.
But they have Mike Davis.
Yeah, that's the sole reason. They're going to solely rely on Mike D. They're going to rely on Mike D, man.
That's why they're going to throw it more because they won't have any run game. Taylor, how you feel?
Listen, I think Rick brings up a valid point. I mean, we talk about receivers. Man, they need to get him help. They need to get him help. He's covered. It can happen. And, you know, having Julio there is not something that I think hurt him because of the pass attempts that Matt Ryan was putting up. I do think that Calvin Ridley is a guy that can get separation. I think last year he led the league in steps of separation, according to PFF. But I think that he's still going to get more pass attempts to make up for the fact that he may be less efficient. He may not catch as many passes, but he'll get more targets this year. You know, he may get another 30 to 40 targets. That's a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's more of a reason, I believe, you know, with those extra targets.
Comes extra catches.
Yeah. Science.
Yeah, I mean, I have Calvin Ridley as number seven. I feel comfortable with him right there with the guys that are ahead of him. Maybe Allen Robinson I have a little bit too high. You know, this it's in flux, but we'll talk about that when we get to Robinson.
Correct. And we're a little bullish on him, so he's a little lower than what you got. But number six, which is a damn shame, but I had to keep it real right now. A.J. Benny Boo Brown.
A.J. Brown. As of today.
If Julio goes to Tennessee, y'all better fucking watch. A.J. Brown will be the number one wide receiver this year.
Nah.
Bet.
It'd be top it's five.
Bet.
Nah.
A.J. Brown season.
Those, you know, who you say is the second best receiver out there, Taylor Ferguson?
I mean, right now, he's...
Yeah, it is Ferguson.
He's a second pass catcher, and I heard he's been catching a ton of passes in training camp.
Okay, well, how about Corey Davis? Where did A.J. Brown finish last year?
30th.
No, he was top.
Nah, I'm talking to you.
You know, just with Corey Davis there, A.J. Brown can take...
A.J. Brown, I'm looking it up right now. A.J. Brown finished as the number 10 fantasy receiver. He had 70 receptions for 1,075 yards with 11 touchdowns.
Bingo.
Pretty good.
And but, he missed three games.
But there were times we were praising Corey Davis last year because of the games Corey Davis was putting up. And that was Corey Davis. So what do you think is going to happen when Julio is there? Julio's going to take away from some of that.
Thank you.
A lot of
yeah,
that.
But he's going to get more efficient. He's got a lot of games where he's 4 for 24, 4 for 62.
That's it. Them catches are coming up.
He's probably going to finish not as like the number 3 wide receiver because
but the number
there,
1.
But he'll probably finish as the number 6 or something like that.
And that's where we have him.
That's where we have consistent. Even me, I have him at number 7.
Yeah, I have him at 6. Yeah,
so, you know, we just lost a co-pilot. Sticky Ricky had to step out. He got him at 7. Taylor got him at 6. David got him at 6. I got him at 7.
Yeah, it'll be all about the same. We all feel about the same about A.J. Brown.
He could be number 1.
Oh, yeah. Anybody could be number 1. Fuck. I could be number 1.
No, you can't.
It depends how it falls. It depends on how the targets fall, I think.
Well, guess what? Mark it down, buddy. The targets are going to fall. I'm going to be laughing at y'all idiots.
It's going to be interesting if Julio goes there.
When I pick A.J. Brown in the first round, I'm going to laugh at y'all.
Dude, let me grab. Hold on. I had something about A.J. Brown.
Oh, yeah. What you had?
A.J. Brown.
Only wore certain color cleats in certain games.
He put up an 83% receiving grade. I'm sorry. He had a mark of 83 his first year. His second year, he had a 90.1. He was one of only 3 receivers to have a ranking over 90.
I don't need to hear this because I know.
But he didn't have Julio Jones on the other side of it. And this is not a throw first team.
I understand that. But
I don't think he'll get enough. I don't think he'll get enough to finish number 1. Like as much as you dream and really want that to happen, he just won't get enough.
Yeah.
Especially if Julio's there.
I agree with Dave on that.
We shall see.
All right. Well, who are we talking about next? What number are we on?
Well, number 7 coming in. Man, probably could be in the top 5 also. Mike T.
It hurts my feelings to put him as low as where I got him at. Number 7, huh?
Yeah, 7. I got him at 8. Taylor at 8. Richard has him at 3.
What worries me with Mike Thomas is I believe he'll still have his receptions. The receptions will be there. But I'm afraid with the quarterbacks we have now, the touchdowns might not be there. I think he might take a leak in touchdowns.
Jameis going to throw 30 touchdowns, dude.
Yeah, but I remember Jameis in Tampa Bay who liked to feed the tight end in the red zone.
Trout.
That's where Troutman steps in. Which, you know, nobody knows what Troutman's going to be. But I think they'll rely more on Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara. We still have Latavius Murray. I believe James to be the quarterback, but I can see where Mike Thompson's touchdowns.
Play more of a conservative role.
Yeah. Oh, have Buku catches. Don't get me wrong. He's going to rack up the catch total. I just believe the touchdowns won't be there like some of these other guys. And in the long run, that's what dropped him down for me.
Good point.
Taylor, how you feel about Mike Thomas?
Well, you know, first off, that I don't think Jameis is going to be
starter. Yeah.
I think Taysom's going to win the battle, and I don't think it's going to be close. You know, we'll see when training camp starts, how the reps go. Sean Payton's going to have to make a decision. Sean Payton says that he does want one quarterback. He doesn't want to do two quarterbacks. So we'll have a starter. We will. He says both will have roles.
Yeah,
Taysom's going to come in there. Just like you've seen it last year.
Yeah, it'll be the same thing. Taysom will come in there and take some plays away.
Nothing's going to change. Sean Payton don't change.
Yeah, Sean Payton runs the same playbook from 06.
Because you can't ask Jameis to do what Drew Brees did. So if Jameis is the starter,
no, we'll have him.
You gotta go vertical.
He'll go back. Okay, dude. Like 4 years ago. Like 4 years ago, he was going vertical. Fuckface.
Yeah, he was, because Drew Brees still had no arm.
That's what I'm saying. So we could go back to that. All right. We're going to go back to that.
What different receivers then. Y'all have Mike Thomas. And listen,
don't sleep on Traquan. Callaway.
We got receivers.
He got cut from his own team.
We got receivers.
You know what I mean? They could take a step forward, to your point. He definitely could. But to say that you're going to have a high-flying team and you don't have anybody to catch those balls or run those routes, it's really not about even what it looks like on the field. It's about these receivers learning routes. Callaway, these people may have not proved that they can, like, handle what Sean Payton wants to ask him. I think
Callaway was their number one receiver for a game or two.
Yeah, he had, like, 11 catches
In the game. He just played them like T-Roll when he was in there. But – okay, let's stop. Every time we get to the Saints, we argue for 15 minutes about the Saints.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Mike Thomas, regardless of who the quarterback is? Or whoever you – if it's Taysom, how you feel about Mike Thomas?
If it's Taysom, I actually like Mike Thomas a lot more. I don't know if I see Mike Thomas going down with Jameis, they're going to have to develop that connection. So I'd have to see that first. You know, I'm more comfortable with Taysom because Taysom did it last year. He went 3-1 when Brees was out. Mike Thomas didn't have the best game, but I think that with time, with the whole offseason to prepare, that will change.
And Teddy went undefeated, so.
Well, we all got Mike Thomas around the same spot except for Rick. Rick has him at 3. I think you and Ben.
I have him at 8, and yeah, you got him at 7.
I got him at 7. So we're about the same on Mike Thomas. You know, he's still going to have a good year, but it's not going to be what he was. Hey, man. Mike Thomas has always been good, but that record-breaking year just puts it in our head that he can – that's one of those things, like, he had the best year as a wide receiver reception-wise in history. He's not ever going to do that again, most likely. There's a chance, yeah, but he's most likely never going to do that again. I think this is his range. I think 5 to 8 is going to be his range for his career, and I'm cool with that.
Yep. So, consensus rank number 7, Michael Thomas. That was your – segment of Saints talk, and we're going to move on to number 8. Consensus number 8, the Jet, Jordan Jefferson.
Or Justin Jefferson.
Y'all, Justin Jefferson. them damn Jeffersons.
Man, who wants to take him? Justin Jefferson's just...
I mean, across the board, David got him at 8, Richard got him at 9, Taylor got him at 9, I got him at 9. So... for some reason, he's our 8.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm one step higher than y'all. I believe he's the number one in Minnesota now. Their defense probably.
Well, we've seen him. So you can still sustain. I mean, Thielen's going to do his thing, get a few touchdowns here and there, you know. And Jordan's just going to rack up yards, bro.
Well, Justin will.
God damn. Justin's just going to fucking rack
Justin's
up.
Justin's their big play guy, man. He scores he does it all. I think he's just, he's the man. He's the man in Minnesota now. After his rookie year, and I think he's just going to keep going off of that. Taylor, how you feel about Justin Jefferson?
This is the third guy in our 90-plus receiving grade.
Oh, okay.
He had a 90.5. He trailed only Devontae Adams. You know, I think that the only knock you can make, because nothing's changed on that offense. So 1,400 yards and... let's see where he finished last year. Let's see where he finished in his first in his first fucking year. Just made an immediate impact. He finished as the number 6 wide receiver. I mean, his range has to be anywhere from, I think, 3 to 9. He's a great wide receiver. He had 88 catches for 1,400 yards. Man.
Play low snap totals in the first couple games, too. He really wasn't on the field the first few games. So when he came on, and he took it and ran with it.
He sure did. He was amazing. I think that he does start to draw the number one coverage. So, you know, we'll see what he does in his second year. probably Adam Thielen probably takes a step forward from last season as he sees a little bit more freedom. But yeah, I mean, I love Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
A lot better than his brother.
Yep.
No doubt about that. Yeah. He's one of those ones that has the opportunity that he can end it at the number one, and it wouldn't surprise me.
Baby Randy Moss over there putting up stats like it, bro. Okay. So there you go for Justin Jefferson.
Oh, there it is.
Now we're going to DK Metcalf, number 9. DK. Consensus rank. I'm the highest on him at number 6. David, number 9. Richard, 11. And Taylor at 19. So please discuss why you dropped DK so low.
New coaching staff. Whole new play calling system. Completely changing. It's not going to be this underneath stuff you saw with Seattle. The offensive coordinator, is it Matt Canada? I think it's Matt Canada.
No. Matt Canada went to Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. He says that they're going to be more balanced. So what that tells me is you're going to run less because they just ran it too much in Seattle. So if you get more balance, you're going to pass more.
Okay, so
I think they're going to open it up downfield. I think that they were – I saw a tweet today where they were in a discussion about getting Julio Jones. Maybe if they don't get Julio Jones, they add it, they trade for another pass catcher. I could definitely see that.
You know, I think Julio Jones is just one of those players teams just want to have. I don't think it's for lack of faith in what they have. I think it's just if they get the chance to get Julio Jones,
you go get Julio Jones. Try to make that run.
To me, whether they go deeper or not, DK can do it all.
Exactly.
He's a freak athlete. He can play underneath. Everybody hated on
him. That's even better for him, dude. He's a big play guy.
Yes.
That's no problem for him.
You know, he ran more routes last year. His first year was all, you know, the straight routes and shit. So he can't run no routes. He came out last year, ran some underneath things.
Never forget the rundown on the interception.
Yeah, you know, he is a freak. He can play short. He can play long. I think he's a better route runner than what people were saying. I think he's getting better at it. And I think, you know, and I like Tyler Lockett, but Tyler Lockett's more of a boomer bust to me. He, you know,
he's the kind of guy that's going to get you one game. He'll have 8 to 10 catches and 100-something yards and a touchdown or two. And the next game, he'll have like 5 points for you total.
That's not that you can't. See, I'm probably the highest on Lockett because that's the old coaching staff. It wasn't that Tyler Lockett was getting 10 targets and catching 3. He was only getting those 2 or 3 targets or no targets some games. That's not happening anymore.
Well,
that is the difference.
But to me, it helps out DK because it'll probably open it up more for DK. Now, I will say one thing about DK. When he played top cornerbacks, he struggled. Yeah, I know for sure Ramsey shut him out.
That's
in the division. 2 games out of the year. If he can't get off of Ramsey, that's 2 games you probably don't even want to start DK.
But that's the whole team that struggled. Russell struggled against the Rams. It's just division and games.
But and the Rams do have a top defense.
Yeah.
But I just believe DK takes a step up. I believe he's a true number one over there now. He's passed up Lockett, and he's just going to continue growing.
Yeah, I mean, straight up.
Lockett is amazing.
He is.
I'm not knocking him. I'm not knocking him.
Past the Lockett. You just said he's struggling against number one coverages. Lockett was by himself before DK even got there to even help him out, and he was doing great things. I just think that with Matt Canada from Pittsburgh in there.
No, I think Matt Canada is the coach for Pittsburgh. I think he's the offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh. I don't know who the offensive coordinator is in
Seattle.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, Canada's the new offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh.
Yes.
But Seattle has a new offensive coordinator as well. I don't know who it is. But I think that they are going to open it up more. And I think that's why they didn't address the running back position. I think Seattle's offense might surprise people this year.
It sure, when you let Russ cook.
Okay, everything you're saying, it's just not enough to you not believing in DK. Like, everything you're saying is the offense explode, moving downfield. He does all that.
When Russ was cooking, DK was shining. I mean,
DK
was
exploding.
There. When Russ wasn't cooking, they all struggled.
DK is more of an underneath guy. And I think that if this offense is taking a step forward, he's not going to be the number one receiver on the team. He may not even be the number two. I think...
Well, who's the number two,
David
dude?
David Moore.
Shut, dude.
Oh, okay.
All right. Shut the fuck up.
Moore has been good.
Dude, DK got drafted. Are you sick?
DK got drafted.
Dude, He had 13 touchdowns.
DK got drafted because he was a deep ball threat. He didn't know how to run routes. He just ran deep, and he was bigger than everybody else and faster than everybody else, and that's how he made his career in college. Last year, he showed he can go underneath and stuff. This is why, like, okay, if they're going to take a step forward and take more deep shots, then DK should shine. He should be even better. I might have him ranked too low.
I don't know. I'm just going to be the low guy on DK.
Okay, I respect that.
I think that he's not going to be in this offense that they're going to put forward. I don't think he's going to be as prominent as he is now.
Okay. I respect that. We'll see what happens when we get there.
And maybe I'm too low on it. Maybe I'm a little bit too low. But there's just other guys that I'd rather have ahead of him. There's a lot of so deep in receivers.
Yeah, it is.
So deep in receiver this year.
It's hard going through some of these receivers. Okay, well, that's DK. Where are we at now, number 10?
Number 10. And it comes down to your boy. You have him the highest, Taylor, at number 5. Which is Allen Robinson. He's our consensus 10, though. I have him at 15. Richard has him at 8, and David has him at 12. So he comes in at number 10. Taylor, you're the highest on him. Elaborate. You've always been an Allen Robinson guy, though, so go ahead.
I mean, the guy has played with terrible quarterbacks his entire career, and he's been higher than where I'm ranking. And he's a great contested catch guy. I think that they don't go with Andy Dalton. That's not a thing. Andy Dalton is not a fucking thing. I think they give Justin Fields the go from jump. And I think there's nobody else on that team that's going to get those targets. He's going to get the same. Listen, play Coleman is the exact same. He's going to get the same amount of targets he got last season. If not more, but he's going to be more efficient. The team's going to be a lot better with Justin Fields. You know, he's a great prospect. I believe in him. I think he can be the best quarterback that Allen Robinson's played with. I don't think that's a stretch. So, I mean, what's not to love about Allen Robinson?
You know, I think Allen Robinson is a great wide receiver. I don't think he gets enough credit for how good he is. I think the reason I got him where he's at is just – because of the uncertainty of quarterback. You know, we're assuming Justin Fields takes a jump, but maybe it's Dalton for a few games. And even with Fields in, you know, a rookie quarterback, we all believe Fields is going to be great, but I don't know if it's going to go into the league like that. You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't have to be great, though. He just has to be the best quarterback that Allen Robinson has played with. Allen Robinson saw the most inaccurate targets than anyone in the NFL by a comfortable margin.
And he should be the same guy there. You know, he's all they got, really, and he should get the targets. So, at number 5, I don't know. But, you know, I can see – I still think he could finish top 10.
It's not a stretch at all.
Yeah.
It's not a stretch at all.
Yeah.
He's a very good receiver.
Who's to say, though? I mean, I'm a little bit different on that. Who's to say Andy Dalton might not be the best quarterback he's ever played with because maybe Fields don't play at first? Andy Dalton's not a horrible quarterback.
Well, that's fine. He'd still be playing with the best quarterback. He had a 1% drop rate, even though he had the most inaccurate targets. He had a 1% drop rate that ranked third among receivers with 100-plus targets.
Yeah. Well,
that's insane.
It is. I'm liking what you're saying. I ain't lying.
You're making me feel
like I'm way too low on him now. But
telling you, Allen Robinson is a dog. I had him last year in fantasy, and he was just a steady, petty guy. I loved having him.
Well, okay, couldn't agree with you more on that one. Now moving on to number 11, and it's just a question mark. This is fluctuating all through. We just don't know. But right now it comes out to Julio.
Yeah.
Julio Jones.
It's Julio, man.
Who are you going to play for? We don't know.
I just believe he can be top 12.
It's just no matter what, you can't doubt Julio. He should be at least top 12 no matter what happens. Rather he stays, rather he goes now. Seattle, I don't know.
Yeah, Seattle's the only question mark.
I mean, that's just a lot to feed there.
Because you still have DK and Tyler Lockett. Bring in Julio.
And obviously David Moore.
Oh, yeah, and David Moore. You know, you can't forget
David Moore is the number two receiver over DK Metcalf, according to Taylor Ford.
And there's going
to
be games.
No, he's not. He's not. But he may get an opportunity. Just like, honestly, this year, I think the same thing is going to happen with the Rams. I think Van Jefferson is going to see an uptick of targets over Cooper Kupp because the nature of the offense is going to be changing. You're going from Jared Goff, who had the second or third lowest average depth of target, to Matt Stafford, that had the second highest. It's going to alter it, and you're going to be like, Cooper Kupp's a great player, but Van Jefferson is going to be benefiting from a different style of offense.
Yeah, I do like Van Jefferson now that Josh Reynolds is finally going. But
yes, I like him, but, dude, I mean, Cooper Kupp's still going to be the end zone guy. He's still going to get you some games damn near close to 10 catches, and Robert Woods can do the same, too.
This offense is going to be a lot different than it was last year. Cooper Kupp's average depth of target and the amount of time that he was on the field last year, he only played 83% of snaps. I think that could go even further down.
And Matt Stafford.
But that's a different discussion. But
I guess we'll get
Stafford as a downfield passer over Jared Goff, and I think that's why they got it.
And Stafford's always liked his outside receivers more than his slots. Which Kupp would be there for the? I can see the argument. I still like Kupp. I don't think he's gonna fall that bad.
I mean, I think they go three wide receiver sets, but you don't have. And then they drafted another wide receiver in the second round, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I mean, this offense is gonna be changing. And Cooper Kupp's, he may be efficient with touchdowns, but I think he takes a step back in fantasy.
All right, well, we'll get to Cooper Kupp. I don't know how we ended up with Cooper Kupp. But anyway, Julio, yeah, you know, we'll just have to see where Julio goes. As of now, he's number 11. Who's number 12?
Rounding it out at number 12. Ooh. Another one of my guys. Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, man. Scary Terry. Terry going to ball this year with Fitz.
Scary Terry with Fitz. Why not? 10. I got him at 13.
Still got him higher. Where did Rick and Taylor go?
Richard got him at 17. Taylor got him at 16. So, there you go.
He's not had a quarterback that's been willing just to sling it, which I know that's not what the offense does, but now he has a quarterback who's not scared to sling it down the field, and Terry's been great the last couple of years.
Terry,
I
think
he's got to take the step up now.
Hey, growing to be one of the best top route runners in the league. The dude is efficient. Dude's a dog. Now with Fitzpatrick, a quarterback that can deliver it, he could be higher than 12. 10 is not bad at all.
Yeah.
Easily top 10. But what's your thoughts on what got you lower on McLaurin, bro? You just
Well, I mean, they made some additions to the receiving game, right? They added Curtis Samuel.
Okay, but like to that point right there, David made that point the other day. What exactly Curtis Samuel did when Rivera was the coach over there? He had his best year last year.
Yeah, when Rivera was the coach of Carolina, don't he have the same offensive coordinator?
He was great. Curtis Samuel was great with Rivera. Like, people were talking about him being a breakout candidate.
Yeah, for like 3 years in a row.
Yeah, two or three years, and he never was.
Until he finally blew up last year in Joe Brady's offense.
No, I don't think his best year was last year. I don't think I think Curtis Samuel's best year was when Rivera was there. Let me check. You know, maybe I'm a little bit too low because I mean, we'll talk about this tomorrow, but there's one guy that I think I need to adjust in my ranking, so I'll probably move him up one spot. His average depth of target did dip in 2019. I could definitely see that going back up to your point.
Correct. He had Haskins and he had Alex Smith, who was hobbled, you know, scared, coming back, dumping off quick shit.
Heineke.
And then Heineke, he did great with Heineke.
Yeah.
So, Fitzpatrick can eat. Oh, man, dude. Terry McLaurin might be number one.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, he did have his best year in terms of catches and yards in 2020.
Correct.
Yes, he did. But
correct.
But he's been trending up. You know, we'll see how it goes. But I may be too low on Terry.
Is it my Ohio State, right? Was he Ohio State? I think Terry was.
Maybe, I don't know.
But yeah, that wraps up our top 12 right there. We're gonna do another show.
13 through 24.
Correct.
And some honorable mentions.
A little, few little extras. Good show, guys. Good top 12 to start off. So this is all subject to change once training camp starts.
And fucks everything up.
Well, yeah, that no too, doubt. Yeah.
Yeah, just remember, it's our early rankings. This is before training camp and all that. We will change when we get closer to the season. That's when we're really going to see. That's going to be where we really believe.
August,
we
put out our rankings, yeah. See how we finish, and whoop-de-wop.
I like the whoop-de-wop.
Yeah.
You too.
Anyways, all right. Everybody, start looking at some David Moore shares.
Yeah, go get David Moore. He's out there. You might have to trade for it. Taylor got him in the roster.
Van Jefferson, get him up.
I have Van Jefferson in my dynasty league. I'm not
knocking him at all, but I mean, Cooper Kupp shits. And
Taylor, right fast. Do you have David Moore in any of your rosters?
No.
Taylor, right now.
I mean, he's not worth the roster spot. I just think that he could be a beneficiary. He's been with the team for a long time. He knows the system. Yeah, I mean, crazier things have happened.
Yeah.
So, one more question before we out. David Moore or A.J. Brown?
Fuck you, bitch. You're a hoe for that. I swear to God, if fucking, I'm going to come back to this if this motherfucker goes off. If he turns into a 700-yard season, that's a win.
Oh, yeah, that is a win. Yeah. Too bad he won't hit 300, but all right, we good.
Signing off from Colorado, your boy T.
All right, he's Taylor, he's Ben, I'm Dave. Until next time, peace out. Fuck you, Dota. Believe that. Thank you.